You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hey. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple of issues that all dovetail into where I think we are, where we have been headed for a long time now, and that is making the case for MSP legislation, and not just any legislation, MSP protection legislation. There's a difference. It's a very big difference because there's a lot of people out there, and you know who you are, a lot of people who believe that MSPs ought to be regulated. And that doesn't mean that MSPs shouldn't be transparent and secure and applying best practices. Doesn't mean any of that. All those things are true. But I am going to make the case, and we've already done it, right? If you haven't already read the article Rob Scott and I wrote, then you should. You should take a look at it because it sets forward a strategy and a campaign that we at the MSP Alliance are going to be undertaking this year, 2022, very aggressively. And a lot of the members are in the MSP Verify community are also taking part in this. You guys know who you are. You guys are doing a really great job. There's more than just two people doing this. I mean, it's a fairly big effort that's currently underway. And I'm going to attempt to summarize for the rest of you what it is that we're doing, why we feel that it's important, and set forth the argument so that you guys can better understand this. So that if you see other things that may be counter to what I'm saying, or, you know, someone asks you, hey, what's the MSP community doing about all these issues like ransomware and cyber? You'll have an answer because, you know, it's good for you guys to be in the know and to be armed with information as much as you can be. So that's the purpose of today's episode. So we're going to dive right in. Again, my suspicion and my belief right now is that different policy and legislative entities, people and entities, are currently of the opinion that somehow MSPs are risky entities. And that but for the MSP, customers would be safe. If that is you, if you are a policymaker, if you are a legislative person, if you are in law enforcement, if you are in Intel, if you are in whatever business, and quite frankly, I think there's a lot of you in the cybersecurity business. You call yourselves cybersecurity experts. A lot of you think this. This statement is not true. Period. Full stop, end of sentence. It is my opinion, and I have a lot of years doing this and only this. I know MSPs really well, only because I've spent so much time with them. I talk to them all day, every day. It's what I do. And I talk to others. I talk to vendors who sell to MSPs. I talk to customers who use MSPs. I talk to legislators, policymakers, I talk to a lot of people. And again, our belief is that for 22 years, the MSP Alliance, at least our community, I can't speak to other communities, but our community at the MSP Alliance has been of a single mind and a single message to the MSPs, which is you need to behave in accordance to best practices, technical best practices, business best practices, ethical best practices. You need to be running a ship that is secure for yourself first and foremost before you can even start to help others. Because if your ship doesn't float, Well, you have no business taking on passengers. But today, fast forward to 2022 now, and you're getting articles like this one, which just came out, yesterday. And it's written by a so-called, what does this person call themselves? A technologist. I don't know if they classify themselves as a cybersecurity person. It doesn't matter. They claim to be someone who's in the tech business. And they say, because they're talking about supply chain security, which is a very big issue these days. And so they throw out this little phrase, which is, do you use an MSP? And if you do use a managed service provider, you want to make sure that you are aware of any steps that they, the MSP, are taking to protect you from cyber criminals, from cybercrime. Which is, on the face of it, you might read it and say, well, my gosh, Charles, why is that a revolutionary statement? Why is that something worth note? It seems like a fairly normal claim to make. Well, yes, it is. And if you didn't hear my previous statement, which is that we at the MSP Alliance, expect MSPs to operate at a certain minimum foundation of security, policies, procedures, data protection, data privacy, data security, to behave in a certain way. That's an expectation that already exists at the MSP level. That is not an expectation that exists in any consistent way across multiple industries at the end user level. If you missed what I just said, I'll say it again. The MSPs have an expectation of how they are supposed to behave. There is no corresponding expectation across industries at the customer level to do the same. Now, if you say, well, what about the banking sector? What about healthcare? Well, okay, well, some industries do have pretty regimented, proscripted guidance on how they're supposed to behave, but not all. In fact, the vast majority are not in those regulated industries like banking and healthcare, and they don't have guidance. So when you take what I just said and then you read the statement in that article again, if you use an MSP, you should understand how the MSP is going to protect you from cyber criminals. I would write it the other way around, which is, if you are an MSP, you need to understand whether or not you are dealing with a customer who understands and is willing to allow you to do the things you need to do to keep them safe. That's like someone who just left the Titanic, swimming in frozen waters up to a life raft and saying, hey, I have a couple of questions about this life raft. Is it really safe? Is it, you know, can it support these many people? You know, before I get in out of this freezing water, you know, escaping this giant steamer ship that is sinking to the bottom of the ocean, can you answer some questions? Maybe that's a little dramatic, but you get where I'm saying. The point is that for especially the small and medium-sized business organization who doesn't have any semblance of a full-time internal IT staff with any concept or anything approaching reasonable IT management, cybersecurity technologies, people with knowledge to use those technologies, and processes and policies and controls designed to keep that organization and their data safe. Those organizations number in the tens and tens of thousands all around the world. Now, they don't wake up and go to work every single day and say, my God, I wonder how secure my MSP is. They don't say that. They don't even think about it for themselves. They have no clue. And it's not because they're not smart people. It's just they've never really recognized the threat that faces them. In fact, they've spent most of their lives, I'd wager, convincing themselves why they aren't a threat, why they aren't, oh, no one cares about what I have. I hear, you know, everybody's heard that. I hear that today. Well, I don't have anything to hide. What do I care if someone hacks my email, someone hacks my photos, someone hacks my PC? What is there of value that would cause some hacker to want to hack me? Is a pervasive and dangerous belief. And I believe that it is very common amongst small and medium businesses. And I think that that belief extends to the point of saying, well, I don't really care about multi-factor authentication. I don't really care about paying for backup. Yeah, it's okay. Isn't it backed up in the cloud anyway? You know, I heard that, you know, the cloud backs up everything. So I don't really have to worry about backing up my data. And there are many, many other examples of the shortcuts or the just outright refusal by organizations to say, I'm going to allow my MSP to actually do their job and protect me. And instead, we have the narrative from so-called security people who say, it's not the end user that you need to be worried about. It's the MSP who's actually causing the harm. It's bogus. It's a bogus argument. I don't buy it for a second. Not at all. And as a separate issue, by the way, we're gonna talk about the break-fix company a lot this year. And if that makes some of you uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but the time has come that we're gonna address, you know, all of you who wanna associate yourself with the MSP community, and yet you don't want to associate yourself with the MSP community's best practices. The rubber's gonna meet the road this year. And you're either going to start abiding by those best practices or you're going to need to get out and go do something else. Because MSPs who've been operating for any length of time in this industry, they understand what it takes to do what they do every day. The process, the scalability, all the stuff that they do, the investment into people, into technologies and process is incredible. And security is a huge component of what MSPs deal with every single day. And I just don't believe right now that a lot of the break-fix community values that or understands it. But that's for another time. So back to the original statement, or the original purpose of today's episode, which is making the argument for MSP protection legislation. One of the things that we should be thinking about certainly is, you know, hey, do we want to create laws that say, hey, you have to back up your data if you are in certain industries? I have no problem with that. I mean, you already do it in healthcare, you already do it in, you know, in the banking and financial services sector, legal sector. I mean, the data protection and data handling is not new, especially in certain industries that happen to have a lot of regulation. What's happening at a mass global scale is those regulated data protection, data privacy theories that have been enacted into law in certain vertical industries are now escaping those vertical industries and coming out into the mainstream. That is what you are seeing. We are also seeing, you know, laws like the ones in Louisiana and the ones being proposed in North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, New York and California have already passed their laws. Moving further into general data privacy, data regulation legislation. And some of that is painting with a very broad brush and a very broad stroke that is escaping the lines of the painting and creeping over into the business of the MSP. And that is where I would really like to, you know, draw everyone's attention to what we are suggesting for this year. So again, I have no problem if a state, I'm talking the United States, if you're a province in Canada, if you are in Europe, if you want to pass or continue to pass data privacy, data regulation laws, feel free. But just understand that the MSPs aren't the vast cause of data breach incidents. They stop. They, MSPs, stop the vast majority or interfere in or make it harder for bad actors to do the things they do. The MSPs are getting in the way. They're interfering with the bad guys, and that's a good thing, and we want to encourage that. And the reward for standing in the way of someone who's trying to do a bad thing isn't to tell the person standing in the way, oh, you should have, you know, taken another hit, or you should have stood this way, not that way. And that's kind of how I see some of these calls from people, even in our own industry, even in the IT channel, who just indiscriminately, without thought, apparently, that I can see, just call for more MSP regulation. That's not what's needed, in my opinion, at all. What we need, in my opinion, is laws that encourage the use of managed service providers, reward the practice of managed services that's in a safe, consistent, secure manner. But what we also need is laws that discourage these attacks on MSPs and their supply chain, and not just their supply chain, all supply chains. I mean, the TJ Maxx, the Target, the HVAC vendors from many years ago, the Lockheed Martin attack, you know, from the Joint Strike Fighter that came in through a multi-factor, security authentication software company, Colonial Pipeline just last year. You know, the supply chain and direct attacks are not unique to MSPs and their supply chain. It's happening all over the place. Just the bad guys have figured out, hey, we can attack straight on, or we can go obliquely and we can go in through one of their vendors and have the same success. Well, how about this? For those of you who are in the position of your job is to write laws and make policy, why don't you pass a law that says, You're gonna really pay an enhanced penalty, an enhanced fee, or there are enhanced criminal elements to you attacking an MSP. A cyber attack, I'm talking about. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was somebody who said, "Wow, you know, I think I'm gonna go after a bunch of MSPs this year and try to strike it rich," I don't know. Maybe I would think twice about doing that if I realize that someone's really going to come after me. And if I do get caught, it's not going to be just a slap on the wrist. It's going to be something really bad that happens to me. Now that brings up law enforcement and execution of those laws that are kind of separate public policy debates that we can get into later. But you know, I think that the first step this year of really taking a stand for the MSP, the professional MSP, is to advocate for their protection and to advocate for legislative actions that will make it easier, not more difficult, for that MSP to operate. And there's only so much sustained attack that any organization or any individual can take before they just say, "Hey, you know what? I give up." And I don't see MSPs giving up, but I think that they do a lot, and they do more than most people realize. And the last thing we need are people writing stupid ideas like this about, you know, it's the MSP, not the customer. That's the risky party. And just allowing wholesale, you know, free-for-all attacks on MSPs and their supply chain vendors and not doing anything to protect not only that industry, but also the many, many thousands of industries that they protect all throughout the world. And this is not a U.S. thing only. MSPs exist all over the world. Their customers exist all over the world. So I don't care in what country you're in, if you're listening to this podcast, this applies to you as well. MSP protection laws should be something that everyone is putting on their legislative agenda for this year. And something tells me that if we start to pass that type of a law, we will start to strengthen the cybersecurity defenses of all nations, all industries, because without the MSP, I'm telling you, it's not a good place to live where the MSPs can be freely attacked and no one is defending them. And in fact, the opposite. What we're saying is the MSPs are attacked. Oh, but it's the MSP's fault that they're being attacked. I mean, if I looked at that article and I said, it's the MSP that you have to ask the MSP whether or not they're protecting you from cyber criminals, is a really phenomenal misreading of everything that we know to be true about the managed services profession. It really does get it wrong. I mean, it's not even close to being right. So that's my argument. That's my argument to you policymakers, you legislative people listening to this. We need legislation. We need MSP legislation that protects the MSPs, protects their supply chain vendors, the software companies, the hardware companies. Because once you do that, all the downstream customers that they touch will benefit from that protection. And maybe, just maybe, that would be a better use of your legislative political capital than focusing on things that really just, you know, are band-aids in a larger cybersecurity conflict that looks like it's not going to end anytime soon. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.